child sexual abuse. These are either forced or coerced sexual acts that are done upon children. And when we're talking about a child, we're looking at someone or any human being who is below the age of 18 years. Mm-hmm. This in terms of the Child Act of South Sudan, number 10 of 2008, as well as the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And if we're looking at South Sudan, we have a population of plus 12 million people, mm-hmm. and 60% of these are children. And child sexual violence can either happen in the form of early or forced marriages. We are looking at rape, gang rape, sexual slavery, abductions, castration, forced nudity, and abortion. Mm-hmm. It can also be cultural practices such as female genital mutilation or child prostitution. So this all becomes forms of sexual violence.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Maybe just to add on that, mm-hmm. I was listening to, you know, before you came on the program, mm-hmm. there was, I think, a listener who texted something saying sexual abuse is happening, but it's not being reported.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's clear that this issue is happening in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. And maybe just, I'll just give you, you know, just a one or two statistics on that I came across, you know. According to UNICEF, we had... since 2013 and up to last year, we had 1,130 children mm-hmm. who were sexually abused. And these are reported cases.
Here in South.
So we should also realize that mm-hmm. we might actually have maybe three times this number mm-hmm. or twice this number, which were not reported.
All right, let's talk about the perpetrators themselves. What do perpetrators of child sexual abuse look like?
Thank you, Sebi. I think to define how one looks like might be difficult. But we can just say anyone can mm-hmm. be a child abuser. It can be a stranger. It can be someone in authority. It can be even a parent, a sibling, your auntie, your uncle. So anyone can be a child sexual abuser.
All right. Now, in most cases, when we talk about child sexual abuse, people tend to think that it's only done on girls. I mean, I want you to clarify this a little bit. What will you say on that? Is it only on girls or boys sometimes as well get affected with this?
Thank you so much. Child sexual abuse or violence can happen on a child, be it male or female. Boys are also subject to abuse by either their parents, by people in authority. They can be forced to go nude. Mm-hmm. They can be forced to engage in sexual acts. So boys are also subject to this abuse.
What are the warning signs? I mean, of child sexual abuse?
All right, thank you. I think, you know, these can be categorized into physical and also psychological. I'll just give you, you know, a list of some of the signs that, you know, if you see them on your child, you might need to, you know, really investigate and find out what's happening. Mm-hmm. You find that children who have been sexually abused, probably they stay away from certain people. They also avoid being alone with people such as family members or friends. You find that a child sometimes, he or she might be happy being around some relatives, but when someone comes, they don't want to be alone with that person. Mm-hmm. That is also a sign that something might be happening. And you might also find out that some children might show, you know, sexual behavior that is inappropriate for their age. Mm-hmm. You find someone, a girl or a boy who's just maybe 6 years old, you know, they are doing these sexual acts, these sexual behaviors that are not appropriate for their age. So if you're a parent or a guardian, you need to find out more. Where did they learn these things from and what's happening? And you might find that a child might even become sexually active at a very young age. Mm-hmm. That is a sign that, you know, some sexual abuse had happened. So you might also have, you know, physical symptoms whereby you find that a child has in sexually transmitted infection. Mm-hmm. You might find that a girl child gets pregnant, or there's unusual discharge when they are urinating. There's mm-hmm. this unusual discharge, or you might even find soreness on the anus or the vagina. Mm-hmm. You know, these are physical symptoms that a child has been sexually abused. You also find that there are also some, you know, they can also be categorized into short term and long term. Mm-hmm. And this short term, you know, just, you know, eating problems, behavior, or, you know, this performance, the way they've been performing at school, it can drastically change. You know, the child, they start losing concentration in school. You know, they even, you know, you might find some children, they start bedwetting, something that they didn't usually do. They start having nightmares. So as a parent or a guardian, you need to start investigating now to know what's really causing the issues and should engage with the children. The problem we have as parents and guardians is we try to, you know, to instill fear in the children that they don't talk to us. So we encourage, as SADO, we're encouraging parents and guardians to engage their children. Become your friend to your children so that they are free to talk to you. So maybe there are also long-term effects. Like when someone has been abused as a child, when they grow up, you find that's when you get them engaging in drug abuse, in alcoholism, and even insomnia. You know, as you are growing up, you don't sleep. You know, people start, you know, engaging in alcoholism, drug abuse. These are also the long-term effects of child sexual abuse.
Great. Now let's talk about, as parents, how can I protect my child from sexual abuse?
Thank you, Sebi. I think the starting point is a child, a parent has the right to protect children from any abuse. So they can either empower them through giving them adequate information for them to know what is sexual abuse, what are the signs. If someone touches me in this way, is it correct? Is it right? So when they know these things, then they're able to say, no, this is not right. And they're able to give early warnings to their parents. And you can also protect your children from harmful cultural practices, such as forced early marriages. We're looking at genital mutilation. As a parent, you can say, no, this is not right for my child, be it male, be it a girl child. You can also report to law enforcement agencies. And here, legal action can be taken against the presumed perpetrator. So, and also when you know that your child has been abused, you can quickly also go and seek medical and psycho services for the victim or survivor of the sexual violence abuse.
All right. You're listening to the program Era Breakfast. If you just join us here in the program, we're talking about the dangers of child sexual abuse in South Sudan, and my guests are coming from Smile Again. Now, Walter, where can someone get help? I mean, last Jean mentioned about the police, but where can help be got?
Okay, thank you, Sebi. In South Sudan, we have child-friendly spaces. This can be healthcare facilities, at hospitals, at clinics. And when you go there, a child either are being treated for STIs. These are sexual transmitted diseases. There is emergency contraception in the event that we suspect that you might be subject to getting pregnant. There is post-exposure prophylaxis in the event that maybe the perpetrator could have been HIV. Yes. And also we've got psychosocial services that can also get for the emotional trauma that the child might have suffered. We've also county courts around, and that procedure that they do at the courts is very informal, and these proceedings are also held in camera. We have law enforcement and police services. This ensures that the perpetrators are brought to book and to account for their abusive actions. And around also we have UN agencies like UNICEF. They have in-house psychosocial services that they offer to the victims. We have international non-governmental organizations like Save the Children. They also deal with these issues and offer health and psychosocial support. We have also paralegals and professional lawyers around that you can also go to if you want to get help on how to deal or how to remedy issues of child sexual violence.
Yes. Now, how about to parents? What help do parents have here?
All right. I think before I answer you, I think we should... know that in a situation like us in South Sudan, in a conflict situations, children become the most vulnerable members of society. And it is our role as parents to take care of these children. So as parents, I would say this, sometimes it's our culture that is, you know, perpetuating this sexual violence. And as my advice to parents is that when a child is sexually abused, please let's not force these children to marry their abusers. Mm-hmm. Because I'll give you an example. If you are herding your cattle and a lion comes and it eats one of those cattle, do you take all the cattle to the lion, or do you put them in the same, you know, in the same place that they stay together with the lion? No, you chase away the lion, you deal with the lion, you kill the lion. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's make sure that as parents and as guardians, if we suspect, if we know that a child has been sexually abused, let's not arrange marriages for the child and the abuser. Our children are the future of South Sudan. Let's not destroy the future of South Sudan, because we destroy the future of children, we are also destroying the future of South Sudan. So as parents, I would urge you that whenever sexual abuse happens, this is not a community issue. Mm-hmm. This is an issue for the courts. This is an issue for the law enforcement agents. Let's not keep these issues. Let's report these issues and make sure that the perpetrators are brought to book, whether they are our uncles or whoever we know. This is not an issue for the community. This is an issue for the law enforcement agents.
Right. Great. Now, Laz, your final message. What would you like to say on sexual abuse?
Okay, I just want to comment that when usually the victims or survivors go to the law enforcement agencies, there's a form called Form 8. Mm-hmm. That form is not mandatory that you must fill in before you have sought medical or psychosocial services. So you may go straight to the medical and get medical attention, and then maybe now later when you've
you're done with the medication.
Yes, when you're done with the medication, then now you can maybe go to the police and fill in the form.
All right. Thank you. And you, Walter?
Okay, my last words to the war of South Sudan is that we are the only protectors of our children. No one else will come from outside to protect our children. It's our role as parents and as guardians and as a nation at large to protect our children from sexual abuse. It's high time we now have, you know, government officials start speaking against sexual abuse. We need to have people in positions of power speaking against sexual abuse. We need to have community leaders, churches, speaking against child sexual abuse. As I mentioned earlier, these children are the future of the country. Let's not destroy their future.